Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, giving you a call back from customer support. How can I help you today?
Well, I took a survey on Sam's Club.
Okay,
Supposed to
sir, can
get.
I have, I'm sorry, not mean to cut you off, but can I have your zip code first so I can look that information up?
92115.
92115.
Yes, ma'am. And I keep getting these emails from a malicious website, which my computer won't let me sign on to, saying that
Oh.
my product is out for delivery.
Okay, can I have
And
your name? Can I have your name, sir?
Mark Sorrells, Sorrells.
Okay, Mark Soros.
And I got this website just giving me a reference number, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if this is a good website or what the hell it is, because my computer won't let me sign on to it.
Okay, Mark, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
6210 Suite B, as in boy, University Avenue, San Diego, California, 92115.
Okay, thank you for the information. And is your email correct? Onlyduck1@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me a moment. My system is
Okay.
slow loading. Okay, I'm sorry for the long wait, but the system is taking a long time for the load of anything. So I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's still loading. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I do have something pulled up. So how can I help you today?
Well, I keep getting emails from this malicious website telling me to call or to contact them for delivery, that they had tried to deliver it once or some crap like that. And, I mean, I'm talking two or three a day for the last 3 days.
Okay.
And every time I try to sign on it, it tells me it's a malicious website and not to sign on it.
Okay.
So, and then even your website, I try to sign on to, and it tells me it's a malicious website.
Okay, sir. Could you verify that address for me, please?
6210 Suite B, as in boy, San Diego, University Avenue, San Diego, California, 92115.
Okay. Well, I do. Only thing I see is one charge. I see where two others try to come through, but I guess your bank declined it. And this charge was on December the 5th, where you paid $9.97 for a drone.
Right.
Yeah, that was for the drone, so you only had one charge for that.
Right.
Yes, sir. That was the shipping and handling charge for the drone. That's what that was. There's only just one price. I see one charge.
Right. That's all I said there was. But I'm just saying I keep getting emails saying that they couldn't deliver it when I've been here the whole time. Nobody's tried to deliver anything.
Well, maybe.
You know, and I live above an auto body shop. So if anybody comes to deliver anything, it would be delivered down there and they would get it, you know. So I don't know why it's not being delivered.
Could be the address wrong. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to go back and edit your address. I think did you place his order online or did you talk with someone?
No, I did a survey for Sam's Club, and then for doing this, they sold me the drone for $9.99. The drone was free, but the shipping was $9.99. So I paid for the shipping. And then 2 days later, I start getting these emails from who says they're FedEx, but they're not.
But the address the address might be, because it had to be correct. The address got to be correct through the Postal Service. Because the Postal Service.
It's a good address.
It got 6210 University Avenue, Unit B. So does the suite supposed to come before the University Avenue, or it doesn't matter?
No, it's Suite B. There's three suites here, 6210 A, B, or 6210, and then 6210 A and B.
I understand what you're saying. I'm saying do it supposed to be 6210 Suite B University Avenue or 6210 University Avenue Suite B? Does it matter? Does the Suite B come before the university?
No, it shouldn't. No.
Okay.
Unless the delivery driver is an idiot. Because it says right on top of my stairs, it says 6210 B. And then over at 6210 A, it says the same thing. And then downstairs, 6210 says that right above the door.
University Avenue, San Diego,
University
California.
Avenue. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
92115.
Well, I don't know what.
And I've had stuff delivered here many times before. But, you know, they give me a tracking number. And, of course, I can't get on the website because my computer absolutely says, no way, these people are not right.
Okay, I can track it for you. Let me, because I see where it was shipped. Let me.
It says, you want the tracking number?
No, I haven't. Let me go.
Oh, okay. Do you have the one ending in 4773? 2919-4773?
I have a 3824.
Uh-huh. 2919-3824?
927.
Oh, see, I don't have that number. This is the one that's on the malicious website, supposedly.
It could be that might be the order number you're looking at, and not the tracking. Because the tracking number is a long number. It starts with a 9.
Well, this says tracking code. It doesn't say delivery or anything like that. It just says tracking code.
Okay, let me see. Okay, it's saying on its way, it departed a USPS.
And that's United States Postal Service, right?
Departed shipping. Ride at a shipping facility, Glendale Heights. Departed. Well, it's only
City
one,
Heights.
Glendale Heights, Illinois.
No, that's not even close.
No, sir. No. That's where.
Oh, okay.
No, that's where it's leaving. It's departing. It's telling me where. It's giving me the step by step where it's left, but it's not giving me a delivery date yet. Let me just say your item departed a shipping facility at 3:09 on December 8th. So
These emails I'm getting, one of them says schedule your delivery, and the other one says you're out. It's out for delivery.
That might be wrong. That might be for something else. But I'm looking at the correct tracking, and it is through the USPS. This is through the Postal Service. Did you want the tracking number where you can, instead of calling us, you can always call the tracking thing?
Postal Service? Yeah, mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yes.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
Okay, give me a moment.
Okay.
And it's a long number. See, U.S. Postal
Service,
right. they tracking numbers always begins with a 9. Yes,
right.
Sir. So it's 927-489-031-843-630-013-3824.
All right, let me read that back to you, make sure it's right. 927-489-031-843-630-103-3824. Is that right?
Mm-mm. Okay. It should be two zeros right behind each other.
On which one?
30013-3824.
That's what I thought I said. I'm sorry. So it's 927-489-031-843-630-013-3824.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the United States. That's the Postal Service's tracking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then I'll call them and see what the hey. And I appreciate you calling me back.
There's no problem.
And anything else that I should know about?
Oh, no, there's nothing else. This is the only charge I see.
All righty. I thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.